poll, Democrat Raphael Warnock holds slight edge in tight Georgia runoff race. By Hannah Blow on December 1, 2022. Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, holds a slight edge ahead of the tight runoff race against Republican Herschel Walker. An Emerson College polling / The Hill survey released this week found. The survey showed Warnock edging out Walker, leading by 2 percentage points, or 51% to the Republicans' 49%. According to Spencer Kimball, executive director of Emerson College Polling, Warnock's base lies with voters under 50. A 55% majority support him for re-election, whereas Walker holds a similar 55% majority among voters over 50. The survey also found that most, 57%, expect Warnock to be re-elected. Despite the ballot test being well within the poll's margin of error, a Walker win would surprise the majority of voters. About 1 in 5 Republicans expect their nominee to lose. This reflects a significant shift since the last pre-general election poll earlier this month, where voters were nearly 50-50 if Warnock or Walker would win, Kimball added. The survey was taken November 28, 2022. Among 888 Peach State voters and has a +3.2% margin of error, making Warnock's lead within the margin of error. The survey follows a recent Phillips Academy survey, which also showed a very tight race but Walker taking the edge, leading by 1%. Ultimately, the final Real Clear Politics survey showed Walker up by 1.4%, but it was Warnock who edged out the Republican in the final election results, leading by 0.9%. However, neither candidate reached the 50% threshold, resulting in the runoff taking place Tuesday, December 6. Notably, the final survey from Emerson College Polling / The Hill, released November 3, showed Warnock leading Walker by 2%, or 49% to the Republican Senate hopeful's 47%. Ultimately, the outcome of the runoff would not alter the balance of power in the Senate, as Democrats have already secured 50 seats, with Vice President Kamala Harris serving as the tie-breaking vote. However, if Walker wins and Republicans reach 50 seats, Democrats would be forced into power-sharing agreements with Republicans and also need perfect attendance and agreement to pass pivotal votes, as Breitbart News reported. Walker has continued to differentiate himself from his Democrat opponent in the days leading up to the race, telling Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday that Warnock has only ever received money from parishioners and taxpayers. "I built a very successful company, over a $100 million company. I built with my hands," Walker said, adding, "all he's ever done is got money from parishioners and taxpayers. And yet he's in Dr. King's church, and all he talks about is the color of people's skin rather than the content of their character. I created a business, and over 20-something year business, a $100 million business. I created it by working with my hands. I've done so many other things. I spent almost 15 years, every 3 weeks, at a military base trying to remove the stigma from mental health," he added. "I did that,